Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for Dungeon Masters to work out their minds. I am Dungeon Master, DM, main prize.
He still doesn't have an interesting name to go with it, and I am DM Neil, aka Joke Maniac.
Why you gotta shame me like that in front of my people?
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So the episode we're going to be kind of tying the DMnastics into this week was episode number 64, Run DMPC, which you remember was all about running a DM player character, the risks involved, the rewards involved, and whether or not it's a wise decision or something your group would be a fan of. Sadly, where there was no guest for the episode, but we did manage to drum up some great DMnastics to post on the forums.
Definitely. And speaking of great things, if you head over to the episode breakdown on the forums, there is a gigantic conversation that went on about the ups, the downs, and a bunch of different perspectives on having a DMPC in your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So for this, there's kind of two ideas that we kicked around. One was DMnastics number 52A, we'll call it, building DMB PCs. So that was an idea I had where I would ask the forum to try and build DM PCs for the hosts of the Dungeon Masters block. And that didn't go very well. So, which makes sense because they don't know. I mean, they don't know the ins and outs of our lives.
They don't know our flaws, our bonds, our ideals.
Yes.
Our personalities.
Although, both Mitch and I have been on Talking Tabletop now, so I think it'd be way easier now, but alas. So alas. I switched it up and made a second one and called it Your DMB PC and had people build themselves as a DMPC that would then exist in the world of Dayambe.
Oh, good old Dayambe. Never lacking in content is this world, thanks to the wonderful forum users.
So what we'll do for you, though, is showcase my stats and build for DM main prize, and then he'll do his stats and build for me, and together we'll make stats for Mitch and Chris.
Oh, you go first.
Okay. Before that, though, I wanted to give a quick shout out, which I love doing, and hopefully people love hearing my shout outs. Probably the people I'm shouting out for sure, but maybe the people hearing it? Eh, we'll see. So a cool way to build yourself into a game comes from Fantasy Flight Games with their End of the World campaign setting. Like, that's just how you play the game. You play as yourself. And I learned about that from She's a Super Geek. So thank you, Cinda and Emily, for teaching me about making myself in a game. On episode 20 of She's Super Geek.
Super Geek. Super Geek.
She's Super Geek, yeah. That is definitely not their theme song, but man, do I wish it was now.
Absolutely. But only if it was sung by us.
Nope. That's not a caveat I'm willing to put on there. So, here we go. I made the amazing DMP PC character of Philip, the Courageous Main Prize. Obviously, I didn't get very fancy with his name, other than doing the courageous, because somebody worked for the Gauntlet, and courage is a very, right? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, it is called Conquer the Gauntlet, and it does take some courage to step out onto that, to undertake that endeavor, yes.
Done. And that's why. We could go through the stats, but those are just numbers and not very exciting. So I just made Strength and Con the top ones because I gave him the race of Mountain Dwarf and the class a Battlemaster Fighter because I thought DM main prize could probably take somebody in a fight or two. I mean, if you're building an obstacle course for people, you probably got some muscle. So yeah. The classic chaotic good. That way I don't want to pigeonhole you into too much, and I could be wrong. We might meet and you stab me and then I'll change it here on the forum. So your background is Guild Artisan.
Ooh.
So guild business, carpenter, constructor, builder.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
So then here's a little interesting background that I wrote up for you. The Brothers Main Prize created the Guild of the Gauntlet and have been traveling throughout the world of Dayanbe, setting up obstacles for people to attempt to tackle. It is through their blood, sweat, and tears that the course is built and then covered in the blood, sweat, and tears of those who attempt it. The main prize men have a place to stay in just about any town that they have built an obstacle course. The joy they have brought to many and the amount of money that they have invested in the town when they buy materials to build the course or employ the local wizard to help move things they need moved.
Yeah, you gotta have a wizard for the heavy lifting.
Yeah, it's the way to do it. Ooh, grease spells? Ooh, lots of cool wizard stuff for an obstacle course.
Yes.
So I picked some ideals and bonds, flaws and personality traits that I thought would go for from the background for DM main prize. And hopefully he doesn't argue them too strongly. I did the best I could with what I had. So ideals, generosity. My talents were given to me so that I could use them to benefit the world. Bonds, I owe my guild a great debt for forging me into the person I am today, which it's your family. So if that doesn't apply, I'll be blown away.
Accurate.
Flaws. I am horribly jealous of anyone who can outshine my handiwork. Everywhere I go, I am surrounded by rivals.
So true.
Personality traits. I always want to know how things work and what makes people tick. So an interesting item that I gave him was that he carries with him Dander, the storm hammer. Those who have seen Philip in combat know the weapon can be thrown great distances, and immediately after the attack, the weapon flies back to his hand. Rumor has it that when an enemy is struck in this way, that a small lightning bolt and thundercrack are produced. He also carries with him tools of the trade, as you never know when you might need to build something. There you go.
Beautiful. Beautiful. My heart is moved.
Done. And you can put him into your game right now.
Mm-hmm. And also, of course, race. A great idea to in a D&D setting.
Yes.
So for the wonderful Jotmoniac, I half completed before this recording a nice little tidbit about his DM PC. He is called Neil the Wise One Powell. He is called the Wise One because he outclasses me in every way as far as lore and knowledge and wisdom he has about D&D. He has been in the D&D game for many moons, many years, aeons almost, compared to my paltry 2 years of DMing. And so he is wise to me, and I will always be indebted to his wisdom. He is also a mountain dwarf.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're dwarves, we have beards, and that's how we roll. He, however, is not a fighter. He is a paladin.
Watch
and
out.
He is a level 5 steward of the yarn. And if you've listened to previous DMnastic segments, you may catch that that is a paladin of the god Arqualon, which exists within the Dayanbe world that was created by the forum users. These paladins, probably their main activity is going about and spreading the word and the news and the stories of Arqualon, as well as collecting other stories and safeguarding books and lore from those that would destroy them. I absolutely pigeonholed him, and he is lawful good, and he always will be.
Yes.
If you run him in my world. And just because he's always been just and forthright with me in the real world. I gave him the acolyte background, and I kind of mix and match some of the ideals, bonds, flaws, and personalities from the book with some that I made up on my own. So for his ideals, he's got the ideal of the older the story, the more wisdom it contains. And this kind of flows from the idea that if I create a story and then someone else retells it and someone else retells it, each time new nuggets of wisdom are being added or twisted or joined in with whatever story I told. And so each story is going to be better the second time it's told or the third time it's told and contain more new ways to unlock its secrets. He also has the bond that he seeks to preserve a sacred text. That's from the actual 5th edition player's handbook. This one from the book as well is he judges others too harshly and himself even more severely. He's so wise that sometimes he can see someone's path and the action they're taking and he can instantly judge where they're headed. But then he feels bad for this judgment and he judges himself.
That one hits super close to home. Well done.
How lucky am I? And then for the personality trait, I put, he sees omens in every action and event. He's so wise that he can see any event happening, whether it's, you know, a pickpocket happening in a marketplace or a world leader attempting to wage war on another kingdom. And he can see the omens in every tiny action and see where they're going to head. Almost kind of like Steven Rogers, who is kind of able to predict the future because he's so intelligent. Shout out to Captain America. Anyways, his skill proficiencies, religion, insight, persuasion, and athletics, because you gotta be fit if you're out there in the world getting involved in, you know, paladin-type activities.
I like it.
One idea I had about his character was that he carries a ton of swords around. He probably has at least 4 or 5 swords on him at all times, because after he gets in a fight with someone or something or some creature, he then etches the tail of the fight into the blade of the sword and retires that sword. And so he's always having to purchase new swords, and because he's always scribing stories of what that sword completed or accomplished into the blade, and then housing that in, you know, a warehouse or a vault somewhere with all the stories of his combat.
That's exactly what I was thinking too, is like they're all like wherever I call home, they're just all over the walls. And then I thought of how, because I live in California, how mortifying an earthquake would be if you were inside that place.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Yes, that would be very bad. So that is Neil, the wise one, Powell.
Awesome. Now we can both be in your campaigns. Yes. Doing things. I don't, whatever thing. I don't know that I want to say on the internet whatever things that you might dream up, but like I can't stop you.
Can't stop someone's dreams.
So much fanfic. Oh no. So we will now lift the mental weights as we are wont to do, and we will stat out. I don't know that we're going to fully stat out, but let's toss around some ideas for making DMB PCs for DM Mitch and DM Chris in the world of D&D.
We know Mitch loves wizards.
I know. Has to be a caster. So do we want wizard, warlock, yes, or sorcerer?
Yes.
I don't know which one, though.
We also know that DM Mitch loves Magic the Gathering, so perhaps we make him a wizard who carries decks of cards that he uses to cast his spells.
I like it. A custom class where, like, at the that preparation for each day, he has to write the spells he's learned on cards and then use them.
Yes.
So then he's going to have, you know, an int's going to be important, and, you know, classic stats. Stats are what stats are. But what race do we want to make him?
I don't know why, but he's always struck me as an elf or half elf every time I've talked to him. I don't know why.
Half elf. Done. As soon as you said it, that's the one I'm going with. All right, so we've got a level 5, which is just kind of an arbitrary level that I chose originally for the DMnastics. So a level 5 half elf wizard who has kind of potentially rune magic. What alignment, yes, are we going to give him?
Part of me wants to say chaotic good, but...
So here's the dilemma that I'm having. Definitely chaotic and good if we're just making DM Mitch himself in the world of D&D. If we're making DM Mitch how he exists as a player, I'm going to go with at least chaotic neutral because I know he, and it's very, very open on the podcast that he likes
to... He's an instigator.
Yes. Let's do it. Okay. He's chaotic, yeah, neutral. Take that, Mitch.
I like it.
Background.
Let's see. Let's open up the old book, the tome, as it were. See what it has to offer for us. We could say anything and get away with it, because they can't stop us. But I think I'm maybe thinking like a reformed criminal.
Little did you guys know. So yeah, I think entertainer would work, because you've got the fact that he started up a podcast, he was already a DM, and he is a youth pastor. So pretty much.
That's it. Maybe I just want to make him a criminal, okay?
Perfect.
Yes, entertainer.
Okay, so what is his entertainer routine?
It's got to be a card magic show.
Perfect.
Because he can intermingle his actual magic in with just the standard sleight of hand card magic.
I like it. All right, so we're gonna tackle the rest of the background. So for personality trait, I'm going to go with, I know a story relevant to almost every situation. I mean, it's kind of a necessity when you start talking, what, we're almost at 80 episodes of the Dungeon Masters block, and he has not ran out yet. So,
no.
And when he does, we can change it. But until then,
we press on for the ideal. I am going to pick the good ideal, and that is when I perform, I make the world a better place. I think that's definitely probably something that is kind of part of his own personal goals in real life, as well as his goals in imaginary DM life.
Nice. And for Bond, I'm going to go with I would do anything for the other members of my old troop.
The old troop.
I will say that that is us.
Very good.
We are not old in any of the ways that old could be taken, but I like it.
Very good. For the flaw, I'm going to choose I have trouble keeping my true feelings hidden. My sharp tongue lands me in trouble. I feel like he's always been straightforward with me, and so he doesn't hide his feelings whenever we're chatting about whatever it may be. So yeah, it's a good flaw because it can be good and bad, but it also always gets you in trouble.
I like that one of the other options is I'm a sucker for a pretty face.
Yes. I thought about that because me and you are so beautiful, but...
Yeah, that's why I picked us.
I didn't want to brag.
We got zero skills, but we've got face for days.
So much face.
Well, no, we don't, because it's covered by the beard. Yeah, you know.
They know. And now for Chris.
Yes.
Who I will say is far harder, because I have no idea what class to give him. I have one idea, but I don't know if it would... I don't know. I'm tempted to get on the forums and cheat and see what he's claimed he likes as his favorite.
I say we go with Monk, because I think he...
Mm-hmm. I know he's really enjoying Sanjin.
Yeah. I say we do it.
Okay. If it ain't broke...
Level 5 Monk. What race?
What race? Are we going standard races here, just like last time?
Well, what what weird thing are you doing?
Nothing. I didn't do anything weird.
What were you going to pick?
Nothing. I just wanted to know what my options were.
I don't care. We can do whatever we want.
I do know he likes dwarves, but there's already two of us being dwarves. I don't want to overload. I don't want this to become like some kind of racial thing. What's your gut?
I don't want to go with human, because that's not very fun.
No, not the most fun. What about, we could always give him a beast folk race of some kind.
Okay, let's go with alliteration, and he can be a Minotaur monk.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, Minotaur monk.
Done. Okay, so now he's a level 5 Minotaur monk. So now we have to do alignment.
Oof, that's tough. I want to say... lawful neutral, because monks are very much about like adhering to the order of their society, and Sanjin's very much like I'm not breaking my non-violent thing.
Yeah,
and I feel like this Minotaur monk would be, whether it was non-violence, maybe it was super violence, I don't know, he's gonna stick to it.
That was also the one I was gonna go with, so that's the one we're going with.
Very good. But now we come to a difficult question of background.
I say we give him the sage background.
Oh my gosh, do you know what page I'm on?
137 of the Player's Handbook for 5th edition. Go buy it at your friendly local gaming store now. or for half price on Amazon.
Yes, I'm on 138, but yes, I was looking at the Sage as well, and I'm liking it.
Done. I mean, he's still in school. That guy.
He's a Sage in real life. But the question is, do we give him... astronomer or discredited academic?
A scribe. Just writing stuff down. I say we go with 6. Researcher.
6. The researcher. I like it. For the personality trait, I am going to choose that it is number 3. I am used to helping out those who aren't as smart as I am, and I patiently explain everything to others. Pretty nice. I think he's a nice guy. Every time I've had a question, he's explained it to me in good detail and with a positive attitude. So I feel like that kind of embodies part of his spirit.
Yeah, I agree. And so for the ideal, knowledge, the path to power and self-improvement is through knowledge. I mean, that's what he's doing right now. Like I said, he's in school. He's learning.
Very good. For Bond, I'm going to choose, I work to preserve a library, university, scriptorium, or monastery. I think that part of, you know, wanting to have the path to knowledge available to the others he's trying to help would be in preserving what knowledge we have.
Definitely. And for flaw, I just like this one. It seems to fit, and I don't know why, so I'll just say it. Most people scream and run when they see a demon. I stop and take notes on its anatomy. I could just see it happening for some reason.
Me too. I mean, he's a big minotaur. What is he? He's going to punch whatever it is to pieces, I'm sure.
We have equipped him.
He's not concerned. Yeah. Beautiful.
And there you have it, folks. We've done it.
We have done it.
So, we have lifted the weights, but before we go, we want to just make a quick announcement on ye old Twitter, where tweets happen and things like that. And DMnastics now has its own Twitter account.
Remember what? Say what? We got our own Twitter?
It is at DMnastics. Just all the letters together. And if you go there, you will be able to see our amazing logo of us as mountain dwarves, if you ask me.
Definitely mountain dwarves. I don't know what other race we would be. We're definitely not those lame hill dwarves.
Yeah, no. Mountain dwarves, for sure. And it's a super cool piece of art that we had commissioned, and we even have our initials as tattoos, but in dwarven runes, from none other than Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. So,
good enough you've read it.
You can go there and check that out. That way you can be apprised, a main prized of whenever DM Prize puts out his new daily DMnastics, and you can see when we put out new episodes.
Very exciting. So if you want to get involved, I implore you, the listeners, to join the forums and take part in these DMnastic challenges and exercises, as well as all the other great conversations we have about episodes and movies, nerd culture, and role-playing games.
And to do that, just head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforums.net and try some DMnastics. So your players don't ask, do you even lift?
I gotta get a pump.
That's it. It's good. It hurts. I know it does. That's it. Get it.